mucho muerto.
Erev Shavuos, Beis Tefillah, Tov Shin Ayin Hei. Today we'll discuss the minhag of staying up during Shavuos night and the effects it has on davening, and we'll work out what's the right way to go about things. Where does the minhag come from? The Morgan Avraham in Reish Shimon Tov Tzadik Dalad brings the Zohar that the Hasidim are Rishonim who you know him kol alayla. They would stay up the whole night ve'oiskim ba'atoyra ve'kva no'agu ro'iva lo'imdim la'asiz ken. This is the minhag of the lo'imdim, to stay up during Shavuos night. The Mishnah Brura brings from the Shulchan Aruch HaRizal Peshara Kavonois, Tafachayim brings as well. Vida, Misha lo yoshein balaylo azeh klal. A person who doesn't sleep during this night, filu rega echod, even for one moment, ve'oiseh kol alaylo, and he will be learning the whole night. Muftach lo isha yashlim shnosoi. It's promised him he will live the year. Vro yira lo ishum nezek bashon ayi. No damage will happen to him during that year. The whole hoiroas ha'odom, and if you don't sleep, vaday shalayomus bashana hi. Tremendous. You won't sleep, you won't die during that year. I mean, it's a general question. All these Rosh Hashanah Ilanos have been decreed. Yeah, I have to find the right combination how to answer that. Zchus HaTorah will override the Gzeira. What is the reason behind it? In the Zohar, to be found in the Hakdoma of the Zohar, page Ches, quoted by the Kaf HaChaim over here, that by learning, it makes a tikkunim for the Kala. It's a kishutim for the Kala. This is the night of the Chasana. We're preparing the Kala, and it's kishutim for the Kala. The Morgan Avraham explains the reason, Api Pshutoi. What is the reason? Why stay up the whole night? Maka, why? Says the Morgan Avraham, because since in the Midbar the Yisroel was sleeping, it says in the Medrash they were all fast asleep, and HaKadosh Baruch had to wake them up with the Koilos of Brachim. It was a heavenly alarm clock just to wake them up. They were fast asleep, and therefore to be attacking this problem is gam that they were asleep. We stay up at night to attack in that idea. That's what the Morgan Avraham says. The Yeshuas Yaakov on the Shulchan Aruch, he has a different approach. Quoting the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Pei Ches Amud Aleph, but the Gemara says, "Vayisyatzvu betachti sahar, melamed shekofa leim arke gigis." Hashem had to threaten them and lift up the Har Sinai over their heads. Im atem mekablim es haTorah mutav. You'll be alright if you accept the Torah. Vim lav, boom, sham tiek v'raschem, onto the mountain. Right? No rescue teams will help you on that one. Even in Nepal, wherever you go, but if the Har Sinai is over you, then you don't need to even call in Chevra Kadisha. It's done already. It's a done deal.
This is only for Torah Shabbat.
We're getting it. Very good. Very good. We're getting there. Ask Tosfos, why? What do you have to threaten them for? They just said Naseh v'nishma. Why are you threatening them? Makara, Naseh v'nishma, they said. We'll do whatever you say. Why do you have to threaten them? Answers Tosfos, but maybe when they see the Eish HaGdoilah, they want to back out. They'll see the big fire, and therefore you threaten them. Shlosh Yaakov says, that's a doichak. That's a doichak. Rather, he quotes the Tanchuma. The Medrash Tanchuma, in the beginning of Parashas Noach, says, there's two things. There's Torah Shebichsav, and Torah Shebalpeh. Torah Shebichsav is easy. It's a small amount. It's Noach. But Torah Shebalpeh is so big, it's difficult. You need to be Yageya, almost Yagia, to get Torah Shebalpeh. Therefore, says the Tanchuma, the Naaseh v'Nishma was on Torah Shebichsav. But he didn't want to get Torah Shebalpeh. It's too much. Therefore, the Kofer and Hakigigis was for the Torah Shebalpeh. Now, carries on in Shus Yaakov. Nighttime is a time for Torah Shebalpeh. Daytime is a time for Torah Shebichsav. How do we know? Another Medrash Tanchuma. The Medrash Tanchuma in Parshas Ki Tisa, where it says that Moshe Rabbeinu, when he went up to heavens, Arbeim Yoim V'Arbeim Laila. Asked Tanchuma, how did Moshe Rabbeinu know when was it day, when was it night? He didn't have a clock. He was in heaven. He couldn't see the sun, the moon. He couldn't see that. So how did he know when was day, when was night? Answers the Medrash Tanchuma, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu was teaching him Torah Shebichsav, he knew it was day. And when Hashem was teaching Torah Shebalpeh, he knew it was at night. Therefore, says the Shulchan Yaakov, why do you stay up all during at night? Because night time is the time for Torah Shebalpeh. We were not makabel Torah Shebalpeh. We didn't say Naaseh v'Nishma for Torah Shebalpeh, only for Torah Shebichsav. We were forced into Torah Shebalpeh. To metaken that, we stay up the whole night for Torah Shebalpeh to show we love Torah Shebalpeh, we want Torah Shebalpeh. That's why we stay up the whole night. Yes. I'm telling you the Shuas Yaakov.
He wasn't smart.
We'll see. Okay. That's the Shuas Yaakov Malach. Pipshutoi. Yeah. Right? So it comes out that three Malachim, you know why we are staying up the whole night of Shuas. The Mekubolim, the Piazoyar, as David, as the Beis Yosef did, Shlomel Kabetz, as the Shlomo brings down, the Mamish, the fire came down, right? So this, they were Oisek in Tikkunim. The Tikkun is Tikkunim for the Kala. It's Kishutim for the Kala. That's Al Pi HaZoyar. According to the Morgan Avraham, we're attacking the fact that we're sleeping in the morning. And according to the Shulchan Yaakov, we're attacking, we didn't want the Torah Shebalpeh. Nafgamina. Two Nafgaminas. What should we learn? What should we be learning on Shavuos night? According to the Morgan Avraham, it doesn't really matter. According to the Morgan Avraham, don't take me seriously. No, you don't have to be learning dafka. You're doing Bikkur Cholim. Because the whole we're tackling the fact that we were asleep. You have to stay, so we want to be awake. So, obviously, don't be battle zman, you know. You can do other things. Bikkur Cholim. Kvuras HaMeis. Many things you can be doing. Many wonderful mitzvahs. Not be'etzem. You have to be learning. Adere Halimut, it's not Lamaisa, what I just said. But according to his time, it's not dafka learning. But for sure, I mean, the meaning is to learn. But for sure, you can learn whatever you want. No nafka minute, he gets to stay awake. According to the Shuas Yaakov, you should be learning dafka Torah Shebalpeh. Because the whole purpose was attacking Torah Shebalpeh. Torah Shebichsav, they already said Naaseh v'Nishma. According to the Zohar, say the Tikkun. That's one nafkimina. Another nafkimina. What about sleeping during the night? Sorry. Being awake.
Hashem's Torah.
Yeah, but it was too much for them. You need such almighty gear. They didn't say nats of nishma nets.
He asked them, do you want my Torah?
They want Torah Shabbosav. Torah Shabbosav, the Bible.
Hashem didn't say what.
He asked them. He asked them to be wanted. He wanted the Kabbalah. They were into Torah Shabbosav. As they zogged, the Medrash, the Tanhuma says that. So now the nafkamin will be to be awake, to be awake during the night, learning the night. When it comes the morning, go to sleep, which many people do. Okay, so according to the right, so according to the Shuas Yaakov, it's fine. Night time was for Kabbalah Torah Shebal Peh. Baruch Hashem, you did that. Be'avo, you makabel Torah Shebal Peh. Now morning, go to sleep. One's not connected to the other. Go to sleep, gesund eat. According to Zoyar, you will makash at the kala. Want to go to sleep now? Maybe. According to the Mogen Avraham, to be awake during the night and go to sleep ala bokir in the morning doesn't make sense. You're defeating the whole purpose. You see, the whole purpose was metakin to be awake for Shas Kabbalah Satov when Hashem came, which is the morning. So what do? You shkoyach, instead of sleeping by night and getting up, you wake at night, then go to sleep when Shas Kabbalah Satov. It doesn't make sense.
How
what? How
do you know when
Shas Kabbalah
Satov
was? It was the morning.
Where was
made. Yeah. I mean, how long do you think they slept for?
Maybe it's like a Ben Melech, 3 hours into the day.
How long do you think they stepped for then? But we'll get to that. The kach shamati. So we'll see. We'll see soon. Okay. What am I? So what are we supposed to be learning? So in the Zohar, in brought down the Kaf HaChaim, he says the Seder Halimud is Torah to Nevim, Nevim to Ksuvim, then Midrashim, Rozei de Chochmasa, to learn the Rozei HaTorah, because begin Inun, because these are Tikkun Dilo v'Tachshato. These are its Tikkun and its Tachshitim of the Kala. In the Chok Yaakov, on the Shulchan Aruch, he says, there's a Tikkun. He says, the base Moir v'Chami, don't say it. Leinogu came. Let me say it's why. Because Iker HaTikun was only made for Amei Ha'aretz, who don't know how to learn. That's a Chag Yaakov. He's good. Naftali wants to throw something at me. His Iker HaTikun was made for Amei Ha'aretz. Don't know how to learn. Never. So we made a Tikun. I want to say. But based on Moir V'Chami, didn't do that. Everyone learned themselves. The Chidah in the late David, I don't understand people who are mashana from the minhag to say the tikkun. Well, you think you're bigger than the Beis Yosef, but Pshem El Kabetz who said the tikkun, you think you are. You mashana minhag Yisrael to say you should say tikkun. So what's the maisa? The maisa is, say the poiskim, the ik is to learn basmada, and to use all your time, not to come to Bittul Torah. We have a rule, in Adam Loimed El Amokin Shlebel Chofetz. Whatever you choose is good. You want to say Tikkun, so it's Gevaldik. That's Gevaldik. Doili Yisrael, Shlom Zama used to say Tikkun. So, the Mkubalim, that's fine. You want to learn, it's also fine. Shivas, everyone learns. So, whatever you choose is fine. The Iker is to learn by a smot. Yes?
Just know the Tikkun.
Oh, I'm sorry, it testifies, which I never tried myself. I'm sorry, it testifies, it's Gans Geschmack. That's the best. You can do Tikkun and have Geschmack. But Kitzah, the terrace is Market Iste or Market Iste, whatever you choose is fine. The Iker is to use your time and not to battle this man. Rabbi Sai, it's not Kedai. If you make a mathematical calculation, you lose much more than you gain. Someone comes to ask the rabbi, "Rabbi, if I go to sleep at night, I don't need to sleep erev Erev Chag, I don't need to sleep. And I can learn the next day, I wake up refreshed, I learn the whole day. In this way, I have to sleep Erev Chag. Then, by the time you finish your meal and try learning, and you're like, your mind is dizzy, and try to learn, it's so difficult, so it's so late, and you're so tired, and not really absorbing much. Yeah, and then by the time you finish your tefillah, which we're going to discuss soon, Hashem Yirachem, what type of tefillah it was, then you come home, then you go to sleep, and you wake up jet lagged, and you feel like a shmata, and it ruins the rest of the day. You can't learn properly. The next day you're also tired. And it's not kedai, Rabbi. It's much more. Please give me a permission. It's much more kedai. I want to go to sleep like a mensch and learn. I'll learn Erev Chag. I'll learn during the rest of the Chag, double the amount of hours. What do you tell such a guy? It's a good question. Is it a good question?
Yes.
It's a good question. It really is a good question. Horaya, the rest of the year round, we don't do Mishmar. Most people don't do Mishmar because it messes them up. Most people, Masmitim, do not do Mishmar. Don't do Mishmar. Most people. Okay, the Chidim do. Say that. But most people, doesn't. It's counterproductive.
They say the Chabad's time in the Rabbi used to sleep at night.
Right. Right, right, right. True.
They true. Use Seder Yom. No, the Seder Yom. When Seder Yom, I knew someone, I heard someone directly driving.
Right. That's right. So, Abayisa, what do you tell such a guy? So I found a beautiful, I found this mentioned in the Alicha Shoyma of Shoyma Zalman. The Talmud asked in the Shaila, Seder of Shoyma Zalman, Mamash Hashkofa for life. You should know. What did Rav Shlomo Zalman say? What do you think he told him? Stay up or go?
Stay up.
Say Rav Shlomo Zalman. Say Rav Shlomo Zalman. You should know. Hashkofa. When there's a minhag that's been accepted by the Urayim and the Lomdim, you have to take it seriously. And try and do it. Because if you will not do it, you're teaching your family of mezalzel in the minhag. If everyone else stays awake, you go to sleep. It shows that you don't care. You're not committed to what everyone else does. You know better. If it's true about the mitzitcha,
how was this minhag started? Because I'm sure this person is not the only person.
Okay.
Everybody.
But a ma'aseh started. A ma'aseh is an accepted minhag. Because truth is, well, people stay up at night. Therefore, it's true that for you personally, you're right. For you, you're losing more than you're gaining as far as hours of learning is concerned. But for you not to do it, you're teaching your family to be mezalzel. You know better. Everyone's making a mistake. You're teaching us a mezalzel, and therefore, just for that, it's worthwhile to keep with everyone else, following the cloud, and even though you are losing out. Which is interesting, Ashkofer. But Afal Pi came, even Rav Shlomo Zalman said that. But every rule has an exception to the rule. It's not, it's true, but even clearly we should try and be in line with the minhag. But a person who is not feeling well, whatever, he's just wasting his whole night. So, should ask his Rav what to do. It's not gzeiras hakosur. But still, it's interesting, Ashkofa, to be sensitive to minhag Yisrael. Okay, is it permitted to stay up all night knowing your tefillah will be a wreck?
Basically, what you just said now.
Yeah.
Why would you even go further with any more questions?
So we have to. What you said, the answer is yes.
You should say all that because it's the minhag.
Okay, so okay, but we're still yeah, maybe I can sleep a bit.
But as long as you like the Maghrib Rav, stay up and then go to sleep.
If I care, the Maghrib Rav, not to go to sleep.
I'm saying as long as you don't.
I don't go to the Maghrib Rav, yeah, right.
Not late, you could stay up.
Yeah, okay, right. Says the Chidor.
Where does Shlomo Zalman say?
okay, but maybe at the end of the night, yeah, you know, you don't have to stay the whole night. Maybe put your head down a bit. Right. Right.
And by the way, I'm not sure that the Magen Avraham is a sphere. The person learns all the time and goes to sleep in a godly way.
Why?
I'm not sure because what you've shown is that you have the dedication to stay up the night. Literally, there is not Kabbalah's Torah at 8 if you stayed up for late. If you stayed up, then you showed that you made the commitment you're willing not to go to sleep during the night.
Okay.
So I'm not sure if a person stays up the whole night, goes to sleep, and then dabbles on a later minute, if it's a steer of the Magen Avraham.
The whole problem was that at the morning.
The purpose is to stay up.
Yeah.
So you stayed up.
No.
Kaddish Baruch Hu, I'm here, I'm waiting. If you had to go to the this morning, I would be here and ready. It's not.
Wasn't.
So now I have to make a commitment.
But he wasn't ready. He wasn't ready.
What?
When he came to the morning, he wasn't ready. Adrav, he made himself tired. Say that, but he wasn't ready. Adrav, why didn't he stay in shul? You didn't stay in shul, you weren't ready. So what's the cheshbon? A guy who's up during night and asleep during davening says the chido. Hakol holecha charachitum. And therefore you have to make sure that you're going to daven Kriya Shema, like, and if you're going to sleep during Kriya Shema brachas, yotzos choroi be'efseidoi. Whatever you gained, you lost. Ki zilze de Kriya Shema brachas, v'orva kol simchas limud alayla. Ki bitel Kriya Shema birech brachas levatola. Therefore, says the chida, therefore what? Yizgabe kari, l'avoydez Hashem b'simcha, v'gam Hashem atoy, yiten atoy v'lo yimna al ha'olchim etonim. You get Siyat Yishmaya. Yizgabe kari. He's not going to tell you to go to sleep. But just be careful, very careful. So the chida doesn't go out of the castle and go to sleep.
He says
you lose what you gain. If you're not saying Kriya Shema properly, then whatever you gained at night by the inyonim, you gained by staying up, you lost. You lost more by Mevatel Kriya Shema than what you gained is by staying at night. In the Sidur Hayavetz, says the Sidur Hayavetz, whoever is not batuach ba'atzmoy, he cannot guarantee that he will not be tied during his davening, mutaf shishank tzas, v'shlo yitzes schor b'efseidon. If you're not for sure, you're not guaranteed that you'll be able to say Kriya Shema properly, then you should sleep a bit. And he has a smach. What's the raya? It's unbelievable. He says.
And lose the bracha of staying up the whole night.
Yeah, a bit. Yeah, you sleep a bit. And yes, that's, you know.
You said it. Everyone was there the whole night.
Yeah.
Guaranteed.
If you can. Okay? And he has a smach. What's a smach to sleep? He said, look, I'm just on the midbar. They went to sleep. They were asleep. So if they in the midbar, they were sleeping, we that were in the gallows, for sure we can sleep. Adarabba. Adarabba. You can't be schar toival zoit im kabonos el Hashem Shamayim. You get schar for going to sleep a bit. It's Hashem Shamayim. Because in the middle of the sleep, why shouldn't you sleep as well? So, the kids are, you're supposed to stay awake. If you're not going to have a tefillah, it's better to sleep. A bit. Now, what's the halacha? Now let's speak halachatik. You come in the morning, you're tired. It's now alois hashachar is man tefillah. Is it permitted to go to sleep? Not discussing the kedai. Is halachically permitted? Are you allowed to eat before davening? You have to eat before davening? Also, no, you have to sleep before davening. Is that mutzah?
Of course, man tefillah.
No, because b'dievad you could tell. It's ready to pull man tefillah. You're not allowed to eat. No, no, not to eat.
No.
Can't eat. You know. This shayla was posted to Rav Vozna. Rav Vozna, Orva Shalom. In the binyan, he's posed the shayla. Are you allowed to go to sleep? The binyan Olam says it's also. It's also to go to sleep. Says, well, says Rav Vozna, maybe you can rely on a shomer. You have a shomer to wake you up. You have a shomer. We found that the Ramah in Sim Reish Lamed Beis by Mincha says you can have a suda. You point a shomer. A suda b'zman Mincha. You point a shomer. We have a shamash. Kriyas Hashamash. 1 second. But even the Ramah says by suda gdoila, a big meal where you're mamish into it, then Kriyas Hashamash doesn't help. You can't rely on a shamash. So here, you've been up the whole night, you're really, really tired. You're going to sleep like a log. So how could a shomer help? Says Rav Vozna, well, maybe that the kriyas hashamash, like a general kriya, announces to the people, not personal. But here, if you have a personal shomer, maybe it works. Summarizes Rav Vozna. I've seen the people who learn during the night. Rubom kechulom en tefilos en tefila. Ki hasheinam is gaber salem. Their sleep overcomes them. Le'dalig, they skip. Shloi lechave, they're not concentrating. V'gam choytfim v'roytfim. They chap, they're running ahead because they're battling. But people who sleep during the morning and they get up, they daven like a mensh b'chavonom b'mesinus. And he says, I've seen, because by the Hasidim, it's accepted officially. They learn until Aleph Shachar, they all go to sleep and they all get up. It's the official policy. Not by us, that like Yechidim. Officially, that's what the Hasidim do. I've seen, says Rav Vozna, that most people get up. Rubam Kuhuram, they get up. The only, it's a mute or a shichi who keep on sleeping. And therefore, Das Torah says, there's a sofek harogil of not davening b'chal. You're not going to daven. Most people not davening. Versus a sofek issa of sleeping for davening. Therefore, it's better. Das Torah says it's better to go to sleep and have a shomer to wake you up and daven like a mensch. That's better. Versus the sofek issa of sleeping for davening. And he bats me, says Rav Vozna, I myself, I'm rogil to daven miyad b'neitz b'chamimus halevu b'roiv am b'sayrus. I personally daven. I do daven at neitz, but I've seen it's better for I've seen rabbim v'toivim that they do go to sleep. So therefore, says the passage of Vozna, if you have a shomer, you can rely on it. If the purpose is to be able to daven like a mensch, then it is permitted. I want to add another point. Many people, they come to Shemayim after 120 years and they say, you know what? What was the end of Megillas Rus? I never heard the end of Megillas Rus. I only heard the first 2.5 psukim. Every year, Megillas Rus is sleep time. Never. And I wanted, when I was in the Mir, I heard that they asked Rav Yoshiv, when is the pinnacle of Shavuos? What moment is the spitz, is the best, the peak of Shavuos? There's a machlokes between Rav Yoshiv and Rav Chaim Brim. Chaim Brim is from the big tzaddikim of Yerushalayim, who is Rav Yoshiv's mechutin. I remember him. Rav Chaim Brim said, the pinnacle, the spitz of Shavuos is Nishmas. Nishmas of Shavuos morning. When we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's the pinnacle and the spitz of Shavuos. Rav Yoshiv said, the pinnacle of Shavuos is Kriyas HaTorah. I found in the Yalkut Shimoni, Parashas Yisroi, says the Yalkut Shimoni, Ba'chodesh HaShlishi, Letzeis Bnei Yisrael, Meres Mitzrayim. Bayoyim hazeh, bo midbar Sinai. Says the Yalkut Shimoni. O ma kodesh bo Yisrael, bonai. Hayu koirim es haparasha azu kol shona v'shona. Read this parasha. Which parasha? The Kriyas HaTorah is what we read. We read on Shavuos morning. It could be you don't know this. You should know, because you're asleep. You should know. If you look in your machzor will tell you that the Balkar reads this parasha. Many people have never zeichet to hear it. Read this parasha every year. V'animar aleichem ki'ilu atem imdim lefonai v'harsinai v'kablim es HaTorah. Shenemar v'yoyim ha'azeh Bo midbar Sinai. Today you like that Sinai. When? Bachodesh Hashlishi. Says the Yalkut Shimoni that when you read this parsha. When you read this parsha, it says Ziv you at Har Sinai. And it's Mamash at Har Sinai. You see, this Mamash right for Rav Yoshev. Well, but you see, this is very important. The Kriyas HaTorah of the Aseres HaDibros is Mamash like Kabbalas HaTorah Har Sinai Mamash. This for sure will give us inspiration. Whatever you do decide to do, you should know it's a big moment. Don't waste it. Don't fall asleep in Kriyas HaTorah. Or Nishmas. You can be Machmir. You'll have to be Machmir. You can say good Nishmas. Like, be away Kriyas HaTorah. Therefore, all of your day, let's wrap up what we learned. There's a big Indian to be awake at night. But there's also a very big minion to daven shacharis like a mensch. Therefore, there are different ways and they're all good. If you can, do both. Best way is to be up the whole night and daven shacharis, if you can. If you have the koichas and inspire yourself, realizing this is such a tremendous moment, that's the best. That you get the best of all worlds. If you're able to do that. If you are unable to do that, you can go to sleep a bit. When would you do that? According to the Magen Avraham, you should better sleep during the night, not during the day. I asked Rav Goldstein, who was maskim, he says better sleep during the night, not during the day. Going to gain the Magen Avraham. Going to other shits? No. So you should know, whatever you do, it's mutter to go to sleep a bit. The Rabbi Mutoivim, who they learn till the morning, and then they go to sleep. It's also fine, but we have to make sure you're going to get up. You have to be guaranteed to get up. You have to make... Alarm clocks are not enough. Shlomo Zalman said, alarm clocks are not enough, because alarm clocks, they don't guarantee that you're going to get up with alarm clock. You have a real shomer. The shomer has to be awake, by the way. Your wife, if she's sleeping, she's not a shomer for you.
But what if, like, you go to sleep, say, like, you know, at the end of the night.
Yeah.
Your wife's sleeping the whole night, so you're going to get up at normal time.
Is that guaranteed? I go tell. Is that guaranteed? She never sleeps in? It's on to morning. She's guaranteed to get up. Right there. Yeah, maybe you're right, maybe till man's filler, it's a long time. Okay, so kitzur. It's a person has to make sure, you have to make sure you have a good davening. It has to be. That's Ikra Din. Kriya Shema Birkos says Ikra Din is more important. There's no chiyuv to be awakened. It's a zoyar, it's a nyonim, it's chasidim rishonim. It's not a chiyuv. You shouldn't be perish from the tzibur. So, if a person has no brera, you should stay up, you should be mishtata with the tzibur at the beginning of the night. You go at 10 or 12 o'clock, go home. It's not called a zilzul in the tzibur. Everyone understands, you're tired, didn't go. Ripseidah. Can't even start it. Either you sleep during the night and get up for the next minion, or you can make sure, if you're guaranteed to wake up, you can sleep during the night and have a later minion, and have like a mensch. So, realize that Kabbalah, that Kriyas HaTorah is very important, Kriyas Shema is very important, Shachar is very important. It's a great moment. Shuzechet and Siyat Deshmaya, whatever you do, you get schar. Use the opportunity to, we should be zeicher for the Yom Adin. The Shloah says that the Shavuos is the Yom Adin for Torah, because when you finish a cycle, is called Yom Adin. Rosh Hashanah is a new cycle of the year. So the Baal HaBayis, he sees what products sold well, what products should we stop selling. You always make a new calculation at a new cycle. So since the Shlo, therefore here's one Shavuos, it's a new cycle of Torah. So it's a new Yom Adin to give out people's what this guy learns well. Let's help him for the rest of the year. Have Yeshiva Das, have Panos to help out so he can continue his learning. This guy doesn't care, so why should we give it to him? So Yom Adin for Torah. Shazaycha to do avasness. Akash Boko loves us, wants to give us a Torah. We should be Kalim and have a Siyat Yishmaya. Thank you so much. Kol Tov. Bye bye.